Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. I am joined today by Zach Vruwink, City Administrator of Rhinelander, former Mayor of Wisconsin Rapids. We are live in Wisconsin Rapids right now, which is so exciting. I think my grandmother's hopefully listening on the radio instead of the stream link that I'd been giving her before. And so what has been the biggest shift? Because, you know, Rapids is not small, but what is the population difference between Rhinelander and Rapids, actually?
Actually, the city of Rhinelander is only about 8,000 people, so it's less than half what Wisconsin Rapids was. But I'll tell you, it swells in the summer, right? You know, we talked about the summer on the last segment, and it's incredible. It feels like a big city, though, from a population standpoint. It serves the entire Northwoods. It serves the UP, right? And from a medical and a commercial hub, it's got everything.
Well, and that's what I was thinking as I was trying to think of the area. Like I said, like I was up in Minocqua last year, and I was trying to make it into a bigger trip, and so I took all these recommendations from people on what you had to do in the Northwoods, and certainly there was a lot of stuff in Rhinelander that was on that list. I just didn't make it there. But so what has growth been like, or what is like in last summer? I think maybe felt more normal than 2020. Does 2022 feel more normal than 2021?
Yeah, I would think so. You know, for my part, I don't have much of a measure of a comparison because I came up here literally in the heart of COVID, right? It was right after COVID happened when I moved up here in April of 2020. But the growth in the community is quite impressive. And I think in so many respects, people came here, one from a respite standpoint, to leave their more urbanized areas to visit their lake homes or even just rent a resort and that type of thing. But we've actually got two new hotels that are being constructed this year, a ton of new commercial retail. You know, people talk about the big boxes and retail being dead, but it's been a renaissance in Rhinelander. And I think it's pretty impressive to see a community like Rhinelander, which is a bit rural. You know, it's urbanized, but it's rural, and see its growth.
What's attributed to that? Like, what has been the business decision behind some of this growth? Because I would think, and actually one of the things I wanted to talk about later today is because one of the journalists from the Wisconsin Rapids Tribune was talking about things that readers and experts say that they want in Wisconsin Rapids, and one of them is more retail. And so being at least year round half the size of a place like Wisconsin Rapids, what has led to attracted new businesses?
Well, you know, the city, from a planning standpoint, we did a hotel study last year, and it really showed that there's a tremendous amount of leakage happening to even the Wausau, Merrill markets, where people are commuting here. There also was a construction of the single largest high school-owned dome. It's an inflatable, inflated dome, so it's an indoor dome that folks can come up and use year-round. So sporting activities, they've had a ton of bookings and interest from the Chicago area. Now, so that alone has attributed to some growth and some success from the community standpoint. I think the statistic is you can play 14 different sports in this dome, which is incredible.
Really?
And of course, it has a huge hoed egg on the side, right? It wouldn't be Rhinelander if it didn't have a hoed egg plastered on it.
So what have you learned about the hoed egg? That's actually like, because it's like, I actually follow the hoed egg on TikTok, which is incredible.
Yeah.
Whoever is in charge of that account, like, kudos to you, because it is very good. So
I'll tell Lauren at the chamber. She'll appreciate that.
Perfect. Is it like the trends, the everything? But so what is the hoed egg? What is, like, it's a dragon? Like, it's a mythical creature? Was it used to
it
scare
is mythical,
children?
Yeah. Gene Shepard came here, I think, in the late 1800s, and he was chasing the elusive hoed egg. I don't think he ever found it, unless, you know, maybe that's where the design came from. But yeah, it's an incredible mythical legend, and there's a ton of iterations. I mean, it's literally on everything in Rhinelander. Including our water tower, right? It would have to be plastered, you know. But the hoed egg is a wild beast, I guess they would call it. It lives in the woods.
Lives in the woods. Okay, so no, not a water creature.
Not a water creature. Nope, lives with a land-based creature. Mm-hmm.
But he is kind of, I'm assuming it's a he. He is a kind of dragon-like. reptilian a little bit.
Reptilian, yeah. Dinosaur-like. He's got, you know, spines on his back, and he's got this crazy teeth, and yeah, it's quite a creature.
That's so, yeah, because I would say that's everything. I think when you ask anyone about Rhinelander, usually I would say, if we were playing Family Feud, and you said Rhinelander, I think probably 75. If people even knew what it was, they would 75. You'd get like a 75 score of Hodag as far as like the word association. And so, what if, as far as ranking since moving there, like top four things? Because I saw on your Twitter that you recently tweeted your and self like had a little bit of a self call on it doesn't get more Northwoods in Northwoods, Wisconsin than driving my UTV on Rhinelander city streets to Quick Trip. And you have a picture of this thing, and it's like a souped up golf cart.
It is. Yeah. Yeah. I think, you know, it had a load of wood in the back too, because of course you got to have a campfire. Right. But yeah, it's Rhinelander, you know, they allowed UTV or ATV activity on all streets except for one street in the city, and successfully and safely people continue to use UTVs. But in fact, I take my UTV to my boat slip to grab the pontoon. So that's also very Wisconsin.
So, and is it like it's just economical because it's probably less gas and it's just easier to park? And is that why everyone kind of drives these things around?
Yeah, very much a novelty. I mean, the UTV trails out in the, you know, in the county and in northern Wisconsin are incredible. It's a beautiful activity in the fall mostly. That's when I enjoy taking the UTV out the most. But yeah, it's great.
It is quite the little contraption that you have there. It's like a golf cart that's like ready to go to war a little bit.
That's right. Yeah, everybody had a UTV, and I was like, gosh, I gotta have a UTV if I'm gonna fit in up here. So I bought it last fall from a dealership in Wisconsin Rapids, by the way.
Nice.
Shout out back home. Yeah, it was wonderful.
All right, well, we gotta take another break, but when we come back, I want to talk about your work with the League of Wisconsin Municipalities and all the work that they're doing, and kind of get into what the difference between like governing in municipalities versus governing at the state level, and kind of how much more arguably functional one is over the other. But I'll say that. You don't have to say that. All right, come back after the break to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.